Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski about COVID-19. This is part two of a two-part interview. With the higher number of cases, are there increased hospitalizations?
Yeah, we are seeing increased hospitalizations across the state, across the region. I mean, we've seen our hospitals implement their surge capacity, which means that they are having to limit other services that they provide so that they can continue to care for COVID patients. And I know we saw for Washington County, we've seen an increase in our hospitalizations. I think it was 9 last week. As of today, it's 17. You know, so that's a pretty significant increase, given that it's almost doubled in a week. That is concerning. And so I think that as we look at these numbers, it can seem kind of arbitrary. But I do think that as we consider to see these spikes, it is getting closer in our community. We are seeing more families impacted. And so it's so much easier to have a big, large outbreak because we are so interconnected. So you think about it as like 7 degrees from Kevin Bacon, right? So there's a lot of asymptomatic spread. So even if people are feeling well, they can easily be carrying the virus, come over to your home, be inside, maybe see grandma or grandpa, not know that they have COVID, and, you know, cause an outbreak in their family that can lead to some serious consequences for more vulnerable people in their home, in their household, in their family. Like I said, you're not just taking that risk for yourself. You're taking that risk for your loved ones as well.
And is that something you've seen here in Washington County?
Yes, absolutely.
In addition to taking precautions for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, what can people be doing day to day to prevent the spread of the virus?
Wear a mask. You can wear a mask when you leave your home. You can wear a mask when you're hanging out with people who are not in your immediate family. When you're shopping, when you're running your errands, maintain social distance from others who don't live in your household. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. All of the things that we have been preaching from March, as careful as you were in March and April, that's how careful we need you to be. Because right now we are seeing significant increases in our numbers in Washington County, across the state. I think we're like fourth in the country for increase in case counts per capita. So we really need people to start taking this seriously, avoiding large gatherings, you know, avoiding places where a lot of people congregate without masks. It's a great way to spread COVID because, you know, as we think about this, there have been people who have been isolated from the very beginning, you know, and they miss their family members, those people who are older, those people who are more vulnerable. They have been isolated from the very beginning, and they are lonely, and they desperately miss their family and friends and want to have visitors, and I think about those folks. So we really need to be thinking about how can we be thankful for our own health and do what we can do to help those who might be in a more vulnerable position to be able to see their loved ones sooner rather than later.
And we've heard some positive discussions regarding vaccines, but we need to get through this period first.
We absolutely need to get through this period first. I think that there are some really promising things about a vaccine, and I am excited but also pragmatic because before we are able to get enough of the population vaccinated so that it makes a difference where we don't see this uncontrolled spread that we have now, it'll probably be summer, maybe late summer, before we have enough of our population vaccinated for it to make a significant difference. So it's great news, and hopefully we'll be able to give it to those healthcare workers who are dealing with COVID positive patients every day, putting their lives on the line, trying to care for others, and also our long-term care residents who are really being impacted by this virus. And then as we get more manufacturing and are able to disseminate it, we'll be able to give it to the rest of the population. But until then, the only thing we can do to control this spread and to protect our community is to wear a mask, is to social distance, is to avoid large gatherings, and to know that really it's our behavior that will control the impact of this virus.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski talking about COVID-19. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.